and it's now time for What's Happening Marian with Pastor Craig. And what's happening today is Pastor Craig is busy doing something else. He had an emergency this morning, but he will be back next week. And we are here today filling in for him, Scott Spears and Matt Morgan. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944 on this very chilly day here in Marian. I guess really, you know, 21 this week is not considered horribly chilly, but the roads are not horrible today. They're not impassable, thank goodness, but travel with caution if you're out there. They are snow covered, and that's where we are today on this Friday, January 19th, 2024. How's it going, Matt?
It was going pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Now, you did your third program today.
Yeah.
How did that go?
I've gotten a lot of feedback from people who were listening, like my family. And they said it went well, but you know, I gotta take their word for a grain of salt because I don't think they would tell me if it went bad.
Well, maybe they would. You never know.
Maybe.
Well, I do want to let people know that, again, you can call in 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open. And we did have a technical difficulty earlier during the Miranda McGinnis interview. Apparently, it lasted from about 9 o'clock till 9:20. So we will replay the second half of that interview today at 2:15. So pay attention for that. And then we'll be on tonight from 8:15 until 10. Carrington, Matt, Sean, and myself. So stay tuned for that. So, Matt, you sat there for the whole thing. Part two of the Miranda McGinnis interview.
I don't know how to phrase it. I think that she thinks that she isn't necessarily wrong in the fact that she was, I can't think of a good word, so I'll use the word threatened. But at the same time, she had not necessarily disagreed with the perspectives of Jason Schauber and Bill Collins. So I think she's doing a good job of being the bigger person here, if that makes sense.
Well, it's very interesting that Bill apologized.
I think so.
The next day.
I think so. Yeah.
Now, what does that tell you on the whole about this whole situation? What can you read into that?
I think you don't apologize unless you think you did something wrong or you inconvenienced somebody.
So now, where do you think we're headed Monday, first city council meeting in 2 weeks? 6:30, City Hall.
I think that Bill Collins might, if asked, say that he feels like he I guess could have worded it better, could have had a better approach. But all in all, it was meant to be good. Good intentions.
Do you think ultimately there's any problem with offering somebody a job to leave their job? And this morning we ironed it right down to that. And we finally learned what happened between the two meetings. Apparently there was no meeting. It was Martin Watts hearing Miranda say something about transit, going to Bill Collins, making the deal, then coming to this meeting, which apparently Miranda did not even know the deal had been made.
Well, I thought,
and there it is.
I thought that Martin was the one who brought up transit, and because Martin was like, well, what about transit? Miranda's like, well, yeah. I don't want transit.
Well, doesn't that sound, how does that all sound to you?
I don't know, it sounds a little bit to me like, I don't want to read too much into it, but it seemed a little bit like Martin was, I don't think that Miranda made a deal, but it sounds that to me, because Martin also was the one who said, is the deal still good? So I feel like maybe Martin made a deal on behalf of Miranda, which I don't think is necessarily proper.
Do you ever wonder what is Martin's reason for doing this?
Yeah, I want to know what he got out of it, and if he didn't get anything out of it, then I want to know why he did it. Because there's got to be some reasoning behind it, otherwise I don't think he would do it.
And why did Bill agree to it?
It really just depends on what bill get. See, it's just, that's just how deals work. It really just depends on who got what out of it.
Because the truth of this whole matter is, it really doesn't matter what happens now because she rescinded her resignation. So anything that happens after that is kind of a moot point. But the big point here is why did this all go down? Because had she not rescinded her resignation, this just would have went through and it would have been done.
Well, I don't think it would have just went through and it would have been over. I almost feel like the situation got a little easier to maintain when she rescinded her resignation for them. I think it would have been more to explain if Bill had to had if the deal had managed to fully go into effect and Miranda got the transportation job, because the transportation department, as we have learned, might be running out of money, but apparently, according to Bill Collins, for now it's fine. I don't know.
It's an interesting circle.
It certainly is an interesting circle.
Do you
circle.
Think it should just be dropped now that he's apologized?
I don't know that it should be dropped. I would like to know about how the deal because it still seems like there's a meeting missing somewhere in between. That it just doesn't involve Miranda,
Martin, and Bill.
Yeah. So I don't. It just seems like there's I guess we got to talk to somebody else now.
Well, it's a very confusing situation on the whole.
It is. There's a lot that has happened, a lot has gone on. Been a lot of development.
Well, there's one way to clear it all up, and that's talk.
Yep, just tell it.
You know, I don't know why people don't talk. I think in the end it hurts them, but if they feel it doesn't, I guess that's on them.
I don't know why you wouldn't. I mean, it gives you a chance to clear everything up. So,
I would want to clear something like that up.
I would think so.
Because my guess is it's going to be done in front of city council, and I don't know that I would want it to go that far.
In a public city council meeting.
Yeah, why wouldn't you just try to clear it up beforehand, where you get a longer time to do it and more of a chance to be more exact in your answers?
Tell it first, tell it fast, tell it all.
There you go. Phone lines are open. What do you think? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if you have any thoughts on this whole situation. And, you know, it all comes back to me to December 11th when we first all learned about this. At that time, everybody was saying, well, no big deal. Let's move on. And look how far we've come just over a month later.
Like I said earlier, the situation has certainly developed into something a lot bigger than what it originally was.
Well, we're getting a message here that the auditor situation is clear as mud, which tells you how clear people think that is. Go ahead, caller.
Fast wasn't one of those words that our former mayor used, Matt. It was tell it first, tell it yourself and tell it all, I do believe.
There was a misquote made. You are right.
It's fine. It was close enough.
So did you get to hear Miranda this morning?
Don't make me out you in the city council meeting there, Maddie. I will come for you.
So are you excited for Monday's city council meeting?
I'll be there.
I have a question. Did you like the last one you went to? Was it entertaining?
Well, I mean,
it was 3 hours.
That we're even talking about it like that, you know, it's not something that it should never come to that. I mean, you shouldn't be like, hey man, I'm gonna pop the popcorn. Who am I sitting by? We're not going to a movie for crying out loud. This isn't Days of Our Lives or a rock. This isn't a Taylor Swift concert.
Certainly not a movie, but it has become a drama.
Are you going to sell the movie rights?
I might have to. Because I don't think this is any way that could bother you, but what did you make of Miranda this morning? Did you hear her again?
I'm just going to steer away from this one. Like that one lady on your little clips that you do. and then you say the car's squealing away from that one, or whatever it is. Well, yeah, let's just squeal away from it.
Well, let me just ask you this, and regardless of what you thought about it, are you...
You know that I've never been at a loss for an opinion or words in my whole entire life. You know what's going on, Herbert. Don't act brand new.
Well, no, but I'm just... I was trying to think if she's...
By the way, Matt, what did you think of Scott's newest nickname?
Did you hear it?
I did not. No,
tell him the nickname.
What? Let me run this one by you, because it can't... It's not going to stick if I'm the only one using it, so I need you to get on board with that. Scotty Bird Dog Sears.
You know what?
I'm running down in the street. I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know if I am all over people.
Hey, man, even Phil Donahue said it. He said, "I admire your persistence." Now, that's his polished way of saying, "You're a bird dog."
Well, yes, I can be a royal pain
in
the butt.
And that wasn't a Sarah original. Who's that guy that sounds a lot more intelligent than me that calls in every morning that probably needs his own show on here?
Are you head of directing here or now? Head of programming?
Yeah, and marketing. Why am I not seeing billboards?
I don't know. But you know what? What we learned this morning, now normally we don't say things that people say off the air, but as far as this station goes, what was said this morning in this room about people who listen? A lot of people listen.
Oh, yeah. Everybody listens.
Everybody listens. Whether they call in or not, everybody listens.
Right. Well, anyways, that other guy, when he was getting off of the air with you that one morning, said, "Just keep bird dogging him." And I just thought that was so funny. I thought that is kind of what he's like.
Well, I'll tell you this, though. I would not suspect that Bill Collins will come on, because I believe that he believes that we have taken a point of view in this matter, which we have not. But I believe that's what he thinks. Now, Bill, if I'm wrong, straighten me out. You know where to find me.
Right. I believe that I need a Whopper, and I'm going to go get one. Have a good show, you guys.
Hey, do you got that discount, $6.99 Whopper meal?
I take the receipt survey.
Oh, okay.
So you have to buy a fry and a drink, or an onion ring and a drink, and then you get your Whopper free.
Right. Now, how much does that come to?
Well, it's the... comparatively speaking, you're spending about 50% of what you would spend. So you're going to look at about $11 for that Whopper meal without any kind of discount. But with the coupon that you get once you take the online survey, depending on if you get a small, medium, or large fry and drink, I'm looking at about $4.96.
Well, that's not bad, because the coupon that I always see in the coupon section is $6.99 for the large Whopper meal, large soda, large...
$6.99, that's not in my budget. I need you to go lower.
Need to go lower. Need to be under five.
You know what they taught us in those rap songs back in the 90s? If it don't make dollars, then it don't make sense.
There you go. Thanks for calling. All right, she's off to get her Whopper. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. You know, I don't know. I think that's what Bill believes, but I don't know. I can't read people's mind. I wish he would come on. I certainly don't think it would do him any harm.
Well, I don't think so, no. I mean, I think it would clear everything. I think he's the only person who has been involved in everything that's had to have happened.
You know, I've never understood how I can do damage to somebody in an interview, especially a live interview. How can I do you damage? I can't edit it. I can't. How could I do that? Call you a name, which I wouldn't do. But I mean, pay attention to the interviews.
I think I think people feel you're going to ask some leading questions or some questions that they don't necessarily want to answer.
Now, what is a leading question?
I don't know. A question that they think is going to head down somewhere where they don't want to go.
A hard question?
I guess.
Well, yeah, there's going to be some hard questions.
Well, they don't like those.
But that's the whole point.
Yeah, but...
What do you mean to bring in here? How's the weather?
I don't think...
What's good going on in your life?
I don't think that they necessarily understand that is the purpose.
I mean, really, what is the purpose of an interview if you're not asking hard questions? What do you ask people? What do you think of the carpet?
Well, you know, I think you just...
Here's the mayor of the city of Marion.
I think they just want you to ask their opinions on things.
What do you think of the pinks?
I think they just want you to ask their opinions on things.
Well, isn't it all their opinion?
Well, I mean, I guess. But it just depends on how you phrase it, I suppose.
There was a woman... I don't think I can... It's impossible. Years ago, a famous woman in television, whose name was Faye Emerson, said there's no such thing as an indiscreet question. A question cannot be indiscreet because it's got a question mark at the end. It's you who answers it. I'm not making a statement. I'm asking you a question. You handle how the rest of that goes. I don't. How can that be indiscreet? I mean, let's say the most... let's say if I asked about... What's personal to people?
Finances,
fine, okay.
Family, that kind of thing.
Family, okay, let's say, I say, how much money do you make? Okay, how can that be indiscreet? It's, you answer how you want. You could lie, you could say none of your business, you could say I don't care to answer that. I can't do anything with that, I can't force you. So how is my question indiscreet?
I don't know.
No, but I'm just saying, when you say a leading question or something like that, I don't even know what that means.
I think that they just think that that's what's going to happen.
That they're going to ask a question they don't want to answer.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's on them, isn't it?
I suppose. I mean, I think that if they...
I think if they can't answer a question, I think that's more their problem than my problem. I don't think that's something I'm doing to them.
I feel like I think they think you're just going to phrase your question in a way to prompt, I don't know, like a negative, like to exhibit like a negative response.
I do this 2 hours a day. Cite the examples where this has happened.
I don't know. I don't.
Wouldn't they have to have, that's when he did that. Look what he does.
I would think that they'd have to have some frame of reference.
You would think.
I guess they just really don't want to answer any questions, and that's how they rationalize it.
First of all, I don't understand because I don't even write down questions. I'll write down a number I might not want to forget.
Like bullet points.
Bullet points, but that's it. So I don't even know what I'm going to ask you until we get into the conversation.
If anything, your conversation is what started the supposedly leading questions.
Yeah, so it's like you sit there and plan to ask somebody something. I think it's silly. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And what are you supposed to do?
I don't know. Just, you know.
I mean, I go out of my way
like,
not to mention people's
lives. What do you think the problems in the city are? How do you think we should fix it? I don't know, that kind of thing. I don't know.
So what kind of interview is that?
I mean, it's an interview.
Yeah, that's about it. That's about what it is. I think it's completely unbelievable to bring somebody in if there's something hanging over their head and not ask them about it. I think you look like an idiot then. If somebody's accused of murder and they come in and you don't ever talk about murder, you're going to look like a buffoon.
I mean, that's fair, but I don't know. People don't like to be asked questions that they don't want to answer.
Well, then I would stay out of certain jobs.
Stay out of jobs that require the PR.
I mean, it's interesting to me that the public is not more wanting answers from these people. Because that's really where it all lays.
I mean... I think that the public does want answers. I think that everybody that has...
Call them up.
I think that everybody that has been asked has been saying that they want answers. I just think that the majority of people probably don't know how to go about asking for answers.
Well, you certainly could say, why are you not doing this? Why are you not going on this show? Why are you not speaking?
I mean, I think they probably don't know the proper outlet to do such.
Just call.
Call who?
City Hall. Depends on who it is. They all have phone numbers down there. I don't know. I think it's nuts. But you know what? Hope springs eternal, and maybe people will say yes. Pretty much everybody has said yes involved in this whole thing, except Mayor Collins at this point. So you know what, Bill? Here you go. You're more than welcome to come on. I think excluding somebody's wrong.
I mean, if they don't want to come on, they're, you know, they did it to themselves, I guess.
Right.
I think the only thing that could come of coming on...
Bill, you could call in right now if you want.
You could explain your side of the story.
Well, yeah, and I think we're certainly curious about it.
I mean, there's always two sides to every story.
740-383-9944. Do you have any opinions on any of these things? Tell people about the groundhog. That's coming up 2 weeks from today.
So on the 2nd of February, we're going to be having a Groundhog Day ceremony. We're going to have a groundhog, not an actual groundhog, just it'll be somebody dressed in a groundhog suit.
A lot of talk about this. And, I had a conversation with somebody last night about this.
Really?
Yes, I did.
And there's going to be a pizza. It'll be sliced, obviously, because you have to have the slices of pizza. And under each slice, it'll say either six more weeks of winter or an early spring.
Not a real groundhog pizza.
Yep, not a real groundhog pizza. It'll probably be like, I don't know, sausage or hamburger or something. But, yeah. So, then the groundhog will pick a piece of pizza and, you know, take a bite. And then under the piece of pizza, they'll, you know, get the piece of whatever that says, you know, the words on it. And then Marianne Withrow will sign it into fact.
With the famous signature that's in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Absolutely, and then there's gonna be, and then that's the official WGH prediction, 100%. Success rate right now.
But we're talking about now entertainment's been added.
We have Chad Clark. He's gonna be there playing some live music.
Country recording artist.
What is it? 90 some odd countries.
98 countries, over 35 million hits on Spotify. Chad Clark, It's About Time.
You can listen to It's About Time on, you know, just about any of the streaming services that, you know, play music. I do believe there's also might be some food. And
possibly. You've been told the real catch in this whole day is the groundhog itself.
Oh, yeah. Nobody knows who the groundhog is. Nobody knows. So we want your guess as to who the groundhog is. And in order to guess, you could call in at 740-383-9944 and give your guess. Or you could leave a guess on the Facebook page.
And we do want to thank Headwaters Outdoor Education in Morrow County for helping us out with this event. Now, I do want to say that... wanted to say something there. What was it? What were we talking about? The groundhog, the identity. Oh, the guesses. People have guessed. There has been, I believe, two guesses that it's Matt. I believe two guesses that it's Carrington. I believe two guesses that it's Mary Ellen. And I believe there has been a guess that it's Mayor Schertzer. So those are the guesses so far.
Who's it going to be?
We'll find out in 2 weeks.
We'll find out.
I don't know, and as I say, as we get closer, maybe I'll give clues. I haven't decided yet.
Oh, also, if you guess who's in the groundhog suit, I do believe you get like a plaque or something.
You do get a plaque if you guess the right person.
It's going to be a good day. You aren't going to want to miss it.
No, it'll be exciting on a lot of levels.
I think so.
Well, so we're looking forward to that. And again, we thank Headwaters Outdoor Education in Morrow County for helping us out with that event. And speaking of groundhogs, this is an interesting story. We'll probably talk a lot about this today. You know, PETA is... PETA last year put up a billboard outside of WMRN, not happy with the Buckeye Chuck celebration. This led to... WMRN not using a real groundhog for Buckeye Chuck. They used a fake groundhog. This caused a little kerfluffle. Now, this year, PETA has said, this comes from Nicole Meyer, media officer for PETA, it's two steps forward and one step back with Buckeye Chuck. After successfully featuring a stuffed groundhog last year, this year's event will use a live animal, but since organizers have provided assurances that humans won't handle Chuck, it's still a small step up from other Groundhog Day events during which the naturally shy animals are grabbed and dangled in front of noisy, rambunctious crowds and flashing camera lights. PETA and more than 25,000 supporters continue to urge WMRN AM to host a fun, animal-free celebration instead of harassing vulnerable groundhogs, and reminds everyone that groundhogs should be hibernating this time of year, and they're thinking, feeling beings with their own needs and desires, not meteorologists or props for gimmicky events. So the kindest option of all is to leave the live groundhogs out of our celebrations altogether. Kind regards, Nicole Meyer, media officer for PETA. And that's where that stands. I mean, is a groundhog a meteorologist? I mean, clearly our thing has nothing to do with animals.
I mean, I don't even know where people got the idea that groundhogs determined how long until spring.
I don't really know where that came from. It's an interesting thing.
It is, yeah. Because, like, obviously, they don't know.
No, they don't know.
Even if you look at the statistics, it's about 50% accuracy.
Well, and I'm not... people get angry because PETA brings this up because they feel it's destroying events that they like to go to. But in the end, I mean, what's the big deal? I mean, they used a fake groundhog last year. Did that diminish the event? I don't know.
Well, I mean, apparently they thought it did.
I don't know. Does it?
I don't know. I've never been to one anyways.
What does the live groundhog do? I mean, you're not pulling it out of a hole. It's not like it's seeing its shadow and running back into a hole.
I don't know. I don't know how it works.
No, and nobody's touching it this year. So says PETA.
Well, I guess so says PETA because so says WMRN.
Well, I hope they wouldn't lie.
I would hope so.
And again, that event goes on before ours, 7 to 8 that morning, so feel free to go on down to that, and then you can come down to our event from 8 until 11 that morning. We don't want to overlap the two events. We just want it to be Groundhog Day here in Marion.
Make the whole day Groundhog Day.
What is... The whole day is Groundhog Day.
Yep.
And by the way, we do want to remind people that that's what will be going on. And if you have a guess as to who the groundhog is or want to give an opinion on something that might go on that day or what do you want to see go on that day, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
I'm just wondering if you're going to go into a groundhog loop here and constantly be repeating the... groundhog scenario like you did with the Miranda.
What line kept repeating?
And I should have it memorized by now, but it was you were asking her if she thought there was anything diabolical going on or something like that. I forget.
Diabolical. I remember using the word diabolical.
Well, not diabolical, but that was my own word there. But you're asking her about the situation, and she didn't think anything was But it kept repeating like you were accusing, and just goes over and over again.
Wanted to hammer that point in this morning. We really wanted everybody to know what I was saying. What'd you make of her repeat appearance?
But it was kind of like Groundhog Day, just constantly repeating. I don't think she should have took the job if she thought it was going to be a challenge, and she likes challenges, she's... letting people down by not getting the job done. And that's the challenge. So. She spoke well. But.
Yeah, well, on the whole, with the whole situation, as far as her rescinding her resignation and the whole deal that went down, what'd you make of that whole thing?
Well, it sounded a little bit like she was being pressured at one point there, and... You know, but she is totally independent of the mayor and city council. She's elected independently, and she should be, have been thinking about that first and not not kowtowing to the bullying pressure or whatever, you know.
Well, I think ultimately that's what she did by staying in the position.
Yeah, but it took some soul searching, I think, on her part to reach that conclusion.
Well, it's interesting to me, and again, as we chip away, we learn more. It's interesting to me, the two headlines out of the interview this morning to me were that apparently she wasn't even there when the transit deal was struck. Her deputy auditor did that without being asked to do it. I think that's kind of fascinating. And I think it's also fascinating that Bill Collins apologized the day after our interview for behaving in that way.
Well, and I find that a little hard to accept, though. I mean, regarding the transit job, I mean, if her deputy accepted the job on her behalf, you know, and she included it in her resignation letter, I mean, it sounds to me like somebody other than she is running the program. You know,
well, it's my understanding.
I mean, if he's accepting jobs on her behalf and sending her to other work units, then something's gone wrong there.
Well, and we asked her that this morning, you know, what do you feel, because people have asserted that Martin's not working on her behalf. And she said at that point, I think at this point she doesn't feel that way.
Yeah.
I don't know. Clearly to me, something is going on at City Hall, and I think a lot of it will come to a head on Monday, because I know a good portion of these city council members and the mayor and the auditor have heard all of these interviews, and so they know what's been said.
Yeah, I mean, she sounds like a great person and you know, a wonderful person to know, but if she's looking at her job as merely a blank jigsaw puzzle and it doesn't have a plan of action to solve that jigsaw puzzle, then it looks like, you know, the city, the county is still stuck in a loop of trying to figure out what's wrong.
Matt, was that your impression?
No path forward.
Was that your impression of her this morning, Matt?
I mean, she did in fact say that she took the job because she thought it was going to be a, because she said she liked puzzles, and she said it has turned out to be one blank white, or like one 2,000 piece white puzzle or something like that.
But do you think she has a plan?
I mean, I think she had said that she had established a plan, but I don't know how strong of a plan.
You know, it's very interesting, moving past this to Groundhog Day. What have you thought of the evolution of Groundhog Day here?
I think it's great. I mean, actually, I'm looking to find some suitable groundhog attire, like a top hat and maybe a tuck or something to wear. I mean, this is getting to be a big deal.
You know, we're going to have entertainment here. Our country recording artist Chad Clark, yeah. Mary Ellen will be here. We're going to have the Groundhog Pizza. Whoever's in the groundhog suit, yet to be revealed, that'll be very interesting. Plaques given away. It's going to be a morning for sure. Possibly some transportation that morning for the groundhog.
And you know, I know you're still on the fence about whether to have it there in the studio or at someplace remote. You know, I think with everything you've got going on, you have to go someplace remote. That's an awful small studio.
Well, it is, but the problem ultimately becomes I don't think you can do it outside for 3 hours.
And, that's a hard thing.
Yeah. And also, you know, it's a fake groundhog, so there's really no purpose for us to be outside. So,
and actually, he'll be dressed warmer than anybody else.
That's right. Whoever's in the groundhog suit will be very warm. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, that thing's warm.
So, you know, I'm thinking of moving it to a restaurant because you have a built-in crowd there for your performance and your groundhog celebration. So there's a good possibility of that, and certainly a good Wi-Fi connection to get the broadcast back here to the studio that morning. So more than likely, that's where it's headed, but we'll see. There are a couple places that have expressed interest in it.
No, I'm excited for it. This is getting bigger and bigger.
You know, that's kind of how it happens around here. It starts out as just 1 year of Groundhog Pizza, and then by year number three, it's an event.
Yep. I'm looking forward to it. I'll be there.
It's going to be highly exciting. Now, have you ventured to guess who the groundhog is?
I have a couple guesses, which I stuck into a top 10 list as well.
Which we will have today.
But You want me to guess on the air here?
Yeah, you can.
Might spoil the whole. No,
go ahead, because I will not confirm or deny if it is right or wrong. But go ahead and guess, and then as we give clues, as the weeks go on, maybe you can change your... I have not written down anybody's prediction yet, because I figure as the clues go on, that's when we'll start taking the real predictions.
Well, the groundhog being a rodent, I was thinking maybe a rodent relative, like Weasel Boy, might be an appropriate guess.
Weasel Boy is not a bad guess.
And I think that might be my leading, other than maybe somebody said Scott Scherzer, I'm thinking more Jack Kellogg.
Jack Kellogg is certainly a rational guess. You know, has there been anybody whose guess that you absolutely think is way off target?
I don't think it would be Mary Ellen.
Now, why not Mary Ellen?
Well, I mean, she's a great person, and she has shown her commitment to really get in there and be a part of the ceremony and everything. But and Matt might could be able to confirm it, but that suit is awful big and heavy, and I don't know if she could stand up under the weight of the suit.
Well, what do you think, Matt?
I mean, the suit itself, honestly, isn't all that heavy, but the head is pretty hefty. Especially because, when you put on the head, there's, padding on the back, because it doesn't, sit on top of your head. It rests on the back of your head, so it's, constantly wanting to, pull your head down.
And do you think that would be a suitable head for Mary Ellen to wear?
I wouldn't want her to wear it, no.
That's why I'm ruling her out.
But the Carrington, Matt, Mayor Scherzer, possibilities.
They're all possibilities, that's for sure.
It's going to be interesting. We can't. 2 weeks from today, we'll be in the midst of this.
I'll be there. It'll be fun.
All right. Hey, thanks.
All right.
And again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if there's anything on your mind. We'd love to talk to you. So you think that lines up?
I think so, yeah.
Probably not going to be Mary Ellen because of the weight of the groundhog suit. Could be Mayor Scherzer. Could be you. Could be Carrington. Weasel Boy.
Yeah. I think those are all solid guesses besides, Mary Ellen. I don't think it'll be Mary Ellen.
Strictly from a weight perspective.
Yeah.
All right, again, phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. And again, we do want to thank Headwaters Outdoor Education in Morrow County for help with Groundhog Day, which comes up in 2 weeks. Now, interestingly enough, yesterday we were talking about these home remedies on the show because somebody told me that I needed to take a cold shower and that this apparently gets your endorphins going and there is some kind of health aspect to this. And also, what kind of oil was it? I can't even remember now. On your belly button or on your areas that hurt. Oh, what was the oil? I can't even remember. It begins with a C. Wow, how did I forget that? Anyway, some oil you need to put on. And you make your own cough and flu medication out of herbs. This is a good idea.
I mean, I think that there are some home remedies that work, like a teaspoon of honey does work for a sore throat, that kind of thing, but I don't know how many home remedies you should actively I guess use. I mean, they make over-the-counter medicines now that are, they work, so I feel like a lot of the times it's just better to buy an over-the-counter medicine, because home remedies might work, but I don't think they work as strong or even if at all. I do believe they did a study and vitamin C doesn't even help with colds. It's just on your head.
Why do you think this has become a thing where people will do this and they just believe it? I was told it was a mood booster, the whole shower thing.
I even thought that growing up my mom had told me not to take cold showers because it wasn't good for you.
Somebody's saying cod liver oil. I don't think it was cod liver oil. What in the world oil was I talking about the other day about people putting in their belly button and rubbing on it. Began with a C, but I can't remember what in the world it was. Well, you can tell my memory's shot.
I think that a lot of home remedies are just like kind of like urban legends almost.
But people follow them like they are from above.
I mean, like I said, there are some that are some home remedies that do work.
Castor oil. That was what it was.
Castor oil. What is castor oil?
Thank you, Mary. Castor oil. It's some kind of crazy oil that apparently you got to put on your belly button.
Okay.
Did you know that the belly button apparently is the something to your soul, the hole to your soul?
I don't know about that.
Because I guess it gives you life, because that's where you're connected.
What do you mean?
That's what I was told. I'm only passing along the information I was given. I didn't come up with this stuff.
I mean, I understand that the belly button is like where the
umbilical.
Umbilical, there we go. The umbilical cord, I guess was, but I don't know about all that. That sounds like something.
I don't know. This is what I've learned in life. Castor oil, cold showers, make your old cough and flu medicine, and the umbilical cord, your belly button is the entrance of the soul, the life-giving thing.
I think if you're going to try some home remedies, you might just want to not try the home remedies and instead just wait for your immune system to do the thing that the immune systems do and kill it.
See, I think this is people just don't want to take medication.
I honestly don't blame people. I don't like taking medicine either.
But you got to if you're nuts. See, because if you have a brain problem like depression or anxiety or bipolar, you really need to be medicated because you're scaring everybody else.
You're scaring everybody?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I wouldn't say that you're scaring everybody.
Well, you are. You're an annoyance to other people. Now, they won't tell you that, but it's true. You're annoying because your moods are up and down, and you're depressed. You won't do things, and then all of a sudden you're sky high, and you want to do everything. It's too much.
Well, I mean,
get those moods straightened out, and I don't think a cold shower is going to do that.
Well, I mean, I do believe that, like, when they give you like an antidepressant, there's a fair chance that the antidepressant doesn't work because, like, when they give you an antidepressant, they're kind of just guessing which one of the chemicals is imbalanced, and they're like, oh, this one made it a little bit better. We'll try this one instead. Oh,
keep
that one made
back.
It worse.
Keep going back until you get it worked out.
No, I don't know.
Showers, that ain't going to work.
I don't know. I mean, I agree. I don't think that taking cold showers is going to work, but I don't know. I don't know that we should just start, like, you know, having people run through medication to find the right medication.
No, but haven't you ever wondered that, or thought about the fact that everything in life is based on mood? I mean, everything.
I mean, I think that that's probably not good.
No, but it is. I mean, everything you do is based upon the mood you are in at the time. Your performance, your relationships, your friendships, your days, your job is all based on the mood you're in while doing these things.
How so?
Well, I mean, take any of those things. If you're not happy doing them, you will not like it. If you are happy doing it, you'll like it. It all comes down to mood.
Well, I think it's more so you're happy doing it because you like it, and not you're happy because you like doing it.
But I think that's day-to-day. That's the whole point.
I mean, I don't know.
That's why people change jobs, they change friends, they change relationships, they change things in life. One minute they thought they liked it, next minute they don't.
Well, I think they should probably get that figured out.
That's right. Go, but you're not going to get that with castor oil and cold showers. You need to see a doctor about that. I have had so many people say they're afraid to go on some certain types of medication because of weight gain, especially women.
I just don't like taking medicine, personally.
I don't think anybody likes it. I think it's what you do to live.
Well, I don't know. I'm just weird about it. Like, it's not so much that I like. It's not like I just don't like taking it. Like specifically antidepressants. Like, I have no need to take antidepressants because I, you know, do not have depression. But if I did, I would be a little hesitant to take antidepressants because it's a pill that they give you that messes with your head, and I don't like the concept.
But I don't know that that's even really true. I've known a lot of people on antidepressants who it doesn't change them at all. It just stops that function of which they were being insane.
I don't know. They give you a chemical that you're missing out on in your head, and then all of a sudden they want you to be better. It just sounds kind of goofy to me, and I don't like the concept.
Well, I don't know. If you can't get off the couch because you're so depressed, and then all of a sudden because you take a pill you can get off the couch, I think that's a good thing.
Well, I mean, I think that you just think that you're too depressed to get up off the couch. I think in reality you could, and I think if you did, it would be better for you.
I don't know. I think depression's a real thing. I think people are trying to fix their lives, and I think sometimes they don't understand that it's chemical. And that's why they make horrible, horrible decisions.
I'm just not a fan of taking the pills.
I mean, we make jokes about it all the time, but honestly, wouldn't you have to say somebody who gets married multiple times, one of those serial marriers, that there's really some kind of mental... I mean, they have to realize that they're saying yes and yes and yes and yes, and it's ending, 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 ending. I mean, at some point, don't you have to say, maybe there's something wrong with me?
I mean, yeah, I would think so. I think at some point you'd have to stop and think, wow, well, there. I don't know. I think you either have to realize that you just keep picking the same kind of person over and over and over again, or alternatively, you were the problem all along. But
you are the problem.
But at some point, you would have to come to the realization.
But why would you keep doing that? That's also insane behavior. Why would you? Are you really afraid? I think they're afraid to be alone is really what this all boils down to, and that's a mood.
I think that, yeah, people are probably afraid to be alone. I mean, I know people, I mean, not so much anymore, because I feel like people, I don't know, school's just a weird time, but in school, like, when I was in, like, high school, I knew people who were like, I feel like I'm going to die alone. I'm like, die alone? You haven't even graduated high school yet. Calm down.
Millennials.
I know it.
Millennials, Gen Z, the whole thing.
Crazy people.
I think there, and I hate to say this, but I think there might be, and I don't know. I think there might be an IQ problem with those certain people, because I think they just aren't seeing it clearly.
It just seems like it just doesn't click to them.
No. They think that every time is the right time. You ever notice how in hindsight you can dissect what went wrong, but when you're in something, you don't, it's right. It's perfect.
I mean, hindsight's 2020.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that's very, at some point, I would feel very foolish.
I mean, I think at some point, after being in a relationship with somebody you probably don't want to be in a relationship with, even, like, so say you've been married now, like, I don't know, five times.
Five times would be embarrassing. And that's called a hand. You got a hand.
And on your fifth time, you're sitting there, and you're like, you know, I'm not really feeling this. I think at some point, like, you know, later on, dude, you have to sit there and be like, well, now let me compare this one to all the other ones and see what's happening.
But see, that's the problem. See, herein lies the problem. They do compare it, but hindsight's 2020 on the other things. Hindsight is not 2020 on the current.
That's why I said, like,
and they go, that person was awful, and I only did that for this reason. Well, you think, but you didn't at the time, is what you realize.
Well, yeah, see, that's why I said, like, after the fifth marriage, you have to wait until you get to a point where, like, you know, this person's kind of not what I expected, and then when you get to that point, then you gotta start looking at yourself and all the other marriages.
People have flawed choicing skills.
I think if you get married more than, I think you get, people get two chances.
And what after that?
After the third chance, people are gonna start having doubts.
Yeah. We gotta go to break. We're gonna be back in 15. Don't go anywhere.
Well, what about me? What about my needs?
To the original Doctor of Love, Dr. Ruth Westheimer.